It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of Dubious Goals Committee, which I think will probably be, in reality, a budget nature expedition. I'm expediting. My name's Tobe. I'm a criminal of the highest order. I'm armed and in public. Doch das Messer sieht man nicht. I'm at OPPD Arboretum, looking down into the creek. It's totally dry. I'm also looking for my matis. I don't see any at this time. But then again, I'm not done looking for them either. I've only just got here. And when I got out of my car, I noticed that the car that was parked behind me maybe Ukulele Guy's car, so maybe we'll run into Uke Guy today. I'm walking up Marmot Alley. Hey, they tore out a tree over here. We need to go over here now. Yes, they tore out this tree, which is kind of good news because this now gives us unfettered access to another marmot den. It's all covered with grass, and I don't see any matis as I walk up here, but, you know, all the grass is so tall, we'd probably never see them anyway. Oh, it's a fairly decent day. It's not 10 million degrees. It's only about, well, it's less than 90, so that's about all I care about at this point. And the humidity is only about 70%, so it's fairly tolerable, at least for short periods of time. So I was gonna go enter the forest up there, but, you know, maybe I will, after all. Oh no, and as I look back towards the parking lot, I think I'm seeing Ukulele Guy drive away. The car that I sort of presumed was his was leaving. So, oh well. So much for a spontaneous jam session with Ukulele Guy. And I didn't bring any instruments with me anyway. But, you know, we could always put him on the radio if we were so inclined. I just need to get out of this direct sunlight. There we go. I'm in the shade. There's a lovely breeze. It's not horrible out here. Well, not yet, anyway. I saw on TV that it's supposed to rain today. Maybe not until tonight, because it's nice and clear. There are no clouds. And so now I gotta switch glasses. Take off my sunglasses. Put on my moon glasses. And unfortunately, I let some kids get ahead of me, so they're probably gonna walk through here and spook the dudes. Oh, look at this, they cut down this tree. There was a tree growing right here next to this bridge. Apparently they felt it was too close to the bridge. And so they have chopped it. It's kind of unusual. I'm surprised they didn't take more of it out. But what do I know? Apparently, I don't know jack. And I did actually park next to an OPPD truck. So, I don't know. Maybe they're doing some official landscaping. That's a strange place for a pine cone right over there, considering there's no pine trees for a few hundred meters. Okay. Whatever. I think what I'm going to do here is walk down this path and hook around here and head over to that other little footbridge, the one under which marmots live. And I'm in view of it now, but I do not see any matis today. They might be underneath. They're probably underneath the bridge taking some mucky naps. Hello. Let's take a look under here and see if we got any marmots. Oh, I don't see anything. And the little stream that this bridge crosses is completely dry. And that is really unusual. As I was looking under the bridge, a gentleman approached from the other side. He said hi, and then he disappeared. That's odd. Where did this guy go? Oh, there he is. Got behind the bushes. Spooked me. I'm shocked that this stream is bone dry. Although, not really. I mean, we haven't had any rain in quite a while. I don't think I've ever seen it this dry. Ever. Very interesting. Oh, over here on this side of the bridge, yeah, there's some marmot tracks down in here. Okay. Good to know. We probably still got one of our little friends underneath here. Look over the edge and see if I see any mati noses poking out. Are there any matis under here? Where's my matis? Oh, here's a very obvious mati trail. Yeah, it goes from under the bridge to the log. So, you know, matis like to sit on logs. And then when people get too close, they run away and hide. And hide under the bridge. That's what matis do. I want to do something that I don't normally get to do. There's a little ford sort of built into the creek here so the landscaper can drive his cart over the creek and through it. And what this does is provides me with a ramp down into the dry creek so that I can now walk up the creek, which is what I'm doing. I'm actually in the creek bed. And there's noises all around me. Oh, it's a squirrely. Hello, Mr. Squirrel. I wonder how far up the creek bed I can go. This is interesting. I keep hearing sounds. Is a squirrel following me? Hey, are you following me? And as I get up here further, I can start seeing tracks. Here's squirrel tracks, here's marmot tracks, here's what looks like raccoon tracks. I don't see any deer tracks. But I am now noticing that mud and stuff is sticking to the bottom of my shoe. So I'm turning around and I'm going to leave the creek bed. Just because I don't want to track chunks of mud into my house later. Because I don't want to clean it up. I'm just that lazy. Maybe it's just my imagination. But I could swear I keep hearing something. Something moving through the brush? What do I keep hearing? I do not know. Coming up to the next footbridge. Yeah, I can look down into the creek where it's kind of wet. I got some footprints. Those look like raccoon, but yeah, there's some marmot over there too. Snoodler on one side, mati on the other. Good to know. And I keep hearing breaking sticks and twigs. And there's a kind of a lot of strange people here. And when I say strange, I don't mean the people themselves are strange, although they may be, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is there's a lot of people here who wouldn't normally be here because it's summertime on a weekday when all the children would be in school. I'm standing in the amphitheater, looking back into the forest for matis, looking up in the trees. I don't see any. But see, there was another loud, crunchy sound. Who is back there? Well, Just can't see jack. Nothing but a wall of green. All right, let's keep walking, see what we can find. I heard another scurry, scurry, scurry sound, but I have a feeling it was a rabbit. It didn't make the right sound to be a marmot. And somebody's throwing stuff at me. Hey, squirrely. All right. I've reached a part of this trail at which we look around, make sure we're not being watched, and then we go zip-zoo. Do our secret little move here. And bingo, we are now out of line of sight. And we are in the secret mushroom garden, or the secret mushroom zone. This is not officially any kind of garden. This is just the spot where we're always looking for little mushroomy dudes, our little fungus friends. And I'm not seeing jack because it's been so dry. Oh me oh my, there's no mushrooms back here today. Although we should actually go back here further and check these logs, because these logs up here have all kinds of funky stuff in them. We just need to be very careful to avoid the nettles. And while we're standing here, we look over in this direction to see if there's any deer standing around. I don't see any. I've made it to the logs. I can see traffic flying by on the interstate loop, the 680 loop. There's nothing going on these logs. Well, there's a little action here and there, but it hasn't developed into anything yet. Okay, well, really, what did we expect? It's been so dry. Come on, rain. It's supposed to rain today or tonight. I'm pretty excited about it. I like the rain. More rain for me. Need to have rain to make mushrooms grow. And we're hoping mushrooms will grow soon. All right, so let's make our way out of our secret mushroom zone. Yeah, it's so dry in here, the dirt's cracked down to about, oh, almost half an inch. Call it 1 centimeter deep. Yeah, we need some of that water falling from the skies. And as I go walking back down this path, there's a little side path on the side of the major path, and at the side of the people path, about 1 meter in to all the ground cover, there is another path. It is a small path for little dudes. It is very Mati sized. I think it is a Mati path. I wonder if that means there's Matis in that den back there now. You know, up until about, I don't know, halfway through June, you can get back there into that den and check it out. But now the ground cover's taller than I am. We'd need a machete to hack our way back into that place. So what am I doing? I don't know. I guess I'm just turning around and heading back to my car. Which way do I want to go? Do I want to take the forest trail that's covered and in the shade, or I want to come out here, leave the forest, and walk along the little trail that parallels the forest? I don't know. It's direct sun, and I'm heading up here to the forest exit to look. Yeah, no, there's no reason to go out there. There's no interesting people. Ukulele guy isn't hanging out or anything. So we're turning around and we're gonna walk out of here under canopy. earlier this morning, I was thinking, oh, where should we go today to do this show, blah, blah, blah. You know, we only go, what, one of three places? Harenhaven, here, the Arboretum. Or Tranquility, and I thought, maybe we should go somewhere else, but where else is there to go? And I could think of a couple places, one of them being Lake Standing Bear. Standing Bear Lake is pretty close to my house, relatively speaking. And I thought, oh, maybe we should go out there and check stuff out. Then I remembered, well, yeah, but there's nothing to see out there. Yes, it's a large body of water. And, well, yeah, they do have some ducks and or geese during certain times of the year in certain parts of the lake, but... And mostly it's just people fishing off the bank. And, yeah, that's not so interesting. These aren't, you know, your expert anglers. These are your basic flakes who are just standing around looking for an excuse to drink a beer. So we can't be bothered to go out there today, or possibly ever. There's nothing going on out there. There's like one interesting place. When they built the lake, and they did this by damming up a creek, you know, it's a dam. Everything behind it fills up with water, and it covered up a couple of streets. And so we have these roads that, technically speaking, they drive right into the water, but they have actually blocked some of these off. At one point in time, one of them was open, and it was, I don't know if they were using it as a boat ramp or what, or just, you know, access, because there's signage and everything, but they have since blocked the street off, and so there's just these signs for no one, and when it gets overgrown like this, it's kind of weird. There's some other cool stuff out in that area. There's this old cemetery from 100-plus years ago. And it's kind of neat, just because it's really small. It's kind of, sort of in the middle of nowhere. It used to be, back in the olden days. It still is in a secluded spot, but uh-oh, there's my Mati. Yeah, I'm walking out of the forest the same way we came in. And I looked down into Marmot Alley. Oh, and he decided to bolt. I looked down into Marmot Alley, and there was a big Mate. So, should we take the shortcut and go down there and hassle him, or should we just walk up here? Let's just walk up here. He decided to run back into the safety of the tall weeds around one of the dens. Now, where did he go? I can kind of see one of the dens from here. Get over here at this angle. I don't see any mates on this side. But I do know that there's three holes for this den. And we can't see the other two. Because they're back there in the tall weeds. Alright, well. At least I got to see my mot. Because I like mots. That's why I come out here, is to see mots, because I like Mati's in. I look for them every day. Yeah, Mati's. Alright, I think it's time to head back to the car. Oh, what am I going to do next? Should we go somewhere else? How hot am I? Do I feel like going home? I don't know, but you're going to find out in 3 seconds. 3, 2... 1, 0. And here we are at Lee Beauty Supply. Get out of my car here. And we need to control our spending today. Just got to get some horse shampoo and hope we don't see anything else that we feel like we need to buy, which I'm sure will be tons of stuff. All right. There's nothing left but to do it. Control my compulsive spending only by horse shampoo. Stay focused. And here we are.
Hey.
And we got the music bumping. And I'm going by 10,000 different wigs just because I need to get down here and take a look at these beads. Now I know I said that I wasn't going to buy anything except horse shampoo. Does this make me a liar? Looking at all the beads, here's some lovely flower ones. What are these? Oh, they're like little birdies. I like them. There's lots of interesting barrettes and beads. I don't see anything striking my fancy. Lots of scrunchies and stuff, the good kind that I like. But I don't really need any at this time. Okay. Let's stay focused and find my horse shampoo. I know it's in this aisle. Here we go. All right. Oh, and it is on sale. Should I buy two bottles? I have enough money for two bottles. No, if I buy two bottles, then I won't have an excuse to come back here as soon as possible. If I only buy one bottle, I will have an excuse to come back here next month. Oh, now here's another dangerous aisle. The aisle of all the awesome stuff to wear on your head. Oh, look at these nets. Oh, these are cool. Only $3. Here's a purple one. Ooh, I like it. But, I don't need it. Oh, here's turbans. Do I need a good turban? I don't see any that I like particularly. Oh, hair scrunchies, hair bands. Oh, here's a white hair band that says cute in sparkly gold letters. Oh, I would buy it if it had a picture of Hello Kitty on it. But I don't see any Hello Kitty stuff. All right, let's check this other side here.
It's kind of cool.
Now, this is mostly nails. Here's some do-rags, but nothing that can tame my wild mane. Oh, various wig caps, wig cap liners. Let's see. What else do I need? Oh, some very big combs. Oh, I wanted some scissors, but I think I'm going to have to wait on the scissors. They're not super critical. Rubber bands, little green men. Oh, and what else do we have on this side? Oh, just jewelry and nail polish. Nope, it is time for me to bolt. I got to run.
Ready?
Yep, just the shampoo today.
Okay. 3:27. What is this for?
Oh, I'm just recording myself walking around.
Oh, yeah?
So, I thought, oh, I better go buy some shampoo today. That'll give me something to do.
12:05 and 26.
Thank you.
Push in the back.
Please.
Gonna stay.
I will. It's not deathly hot. All right. And now, we are leaving the wonderful Lee Beauty Supply. I'm walking down some aisles of hair here. I don't need to buy any hair. I've already got the hair. I guess we can switch glasses, go back into sun mode, take off the moon glasses, put on the sunglasses. The Bass Pro Shops. And walk by all the posters of the pretty girls. And out the door we go. Oh, I saw a bunch of stuff that I didn't need to see. I kind of want to buy it, but I'm almost back to my car. If I can just get in my car, start the car and drive away, I'll be safe. Safe from any compulsive purchases. Oh, it's hot in my car. I need to go somewhere where it's nice and cool. In 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, back in the cooling relief of the studio. And I've been such a good boy today. I've been so productive. I got gasoline for my car and I got shampoo for my head. And I'm going to reward myself. You know, and there was no trouble. Nobody got stabbed. Nothing blew up. It's been a very productive day, so I'm rewarding myself with a nice cold bottle of Sangria Señor Real. Oh yeah. Oh, it's so yummy. And it's so fizzy. This is one of the rare carbonated drinks that I like to drink. Oh yeah. Oh, that is the good stuff. If you're not familiar with Sangria Señor Real, this is it's a soda, and it's like sangria, but it's, you know, non-alcoholic, and it's so good. I don't even know who makes it. Now, presumably, you know, Sangria Señor Real, and it is hecho en Mexico, so if you want to buy some of this, and it has no caffeine, go to your favorite mercado. Go to your favorite Mexican grocery store and look in the soft drink aisle. It will be there. It is very delicious. Oh, yeah. So tasty. If you live in some kind of boring area where you have no Mexican grocery stores, 1, I feel sorry for you. 2, I can't imagine how you're living your life. And 3, you might want to check your regular grocery store. Just go down the aisle that's marked ethnic foods, or sometimes it's marked Mexican foods, sometimes it's marked Asian foods. And that's where they jam in all the stuff that doesn't quite live up to white people's standards or whatever the problem is. Can't imagine why they just can't put this soda in with the rest of the soda. That seems racist to me, or at least soda-ist, and I am not a soda-ist. I love all the sodas in the world. Oh man, that is some good stuff today. And as I sit here, I realize I am a little bit warm. I've got the AC on and everything, but I might be a little hot just from riding around in my super broiling hot black car with no air conditioning. It's trying to cook me to death. So I think I might have to go stand in some ankle deep cold water up in my bathtub. Which means it's probably time for me to say something like, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. And every other day after that, because who knows what I'll get up to. Might go shopping. Might go looking for marmots. You never know. However, one thing you do need to know is that coming up next is DJ Barnacle with The Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion. A great show with an eclectic selection of music and lots of commentary about it. So stay tuned. It's coming up next. I guess I'm out of here, so the only thing I have to say is...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.